This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And good evening to you for Wednesday, July 10th, 2013. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Doug. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm raring to go tonight. We're raring to go. We're going to have a special show tonight.
I feel that.
It's always a good one. We're going to talk about psychic stuff, my favorite topic.
Yes, we're going to talk about psychic stuff, psychic development. There's some good points tonight to be discussed. Also, if you would like a reading, you can do it one of two ways. You can either put your name and birth date, day, month, year in the chat room, or you can call us on the phone. The numbers are on your screen, 714-459-3973. Dr. John Hightower is screening calls, so you get to talk to him too. And if you do call in, we just ask that you keep the call as brief as you can, in just for time consideration. So that's coming up in just a minute. Let's get through the introduction stuff as well as profession and beliefs. Metaphysical Universe is a weekly service and educational program of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly program, we also operate the Metaphysics Institute, or more formally, the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science, where you can earn your bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in a variety of specializations related to metaphysics. If you'd like more information, visit metaphysicsinstitute.org. If you're only interested in just a certificate course or certification course, you can take one of those at our sister site, newageclass.com. Let's do our profession of beliefs, and then we'll get into the meat of the program tonight. The spiritual philosophy of MCHS Church is based upon 9 principles of belief. These principles of belief are, number one, as sentient and evolving human beings, we not only believe in practicing and living by the principle do no harm, but also in the principle of do right, thus enhancing the vibrational level of humanity. Number two, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately triumph in the face of any dilemma. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number three, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems, and believe the roots of those solutions lie in exploring, understanding, and empowering the human condition. Number four, we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique, recognizing that we all come from star material and are therefore equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, or gender preference. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number five, rather than a supreme being, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Number six, we believe the nature of a human being encompasses both a physical and spiritual aspect, and that human consciousness survives the death of the physical body in a coherent fashion. Thus, death opens a new chapter of life and conducts the individual into a higher state of existence. Number seven, we believe in self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, and that these three synergistically create the goal of self-completeness. Number eight, we believe in the value of practical education, metaphysics, metapsychology, and life skills as a means of empowering the human spirit and enhancing the human condition. We maintain an open but grounded mind to potential realities as yet undescribed by science. And number nine, we believe that discovering the true nature of consciousness and human existentialism will ultimately have a positive impact on human evolution and peaceful coexistence. For more information on these 9 principles of belief, please visit mchschurch.org. So tonight we are going to be discussing some points on psychic development, as well as doing some psychic readings. If you are interested in a reading, you can do it one of two ways. You can type your name first name and your birth date in the chat room if you're listening live. You can also call in. The numbers are on your screen. And Dr. John Hightower is screening calls. So, without any further ado, Dr. Vicki.
Yeah, you know, and we will get to people as soon as we can. I know, geez, Doug, the last time we did this, we lost a poor girl who was on the line for ages, and we had some technical glitches. And so if she is listening, we're very sorry about that. And we'll just do our best, you know. Just sometimes that happens, and there we go, you know. You know, one of the things that I wanted to, a couple of things I wanted to bring up tonight that I thought are good stuff to talk about is, before we get going and people start putting their birthdays in there, is what happens when you get random psychic flashes. You know, it's like we get these intuitions or we get these feelings about things, you know, and they come in various forms. You can have a smell of somebody, you hear, you know, you think about them, or you get pictures in your mind. There, you know, intuition works in many different ways, and we just, and usually they're just random. It doesn't mean you have to do anything with it. This is really important to know. Just because you get a sense of something doesn't mean you're to share it. I think that it's pretty normal, Doug, and I'm sure that you know, between friends or family, we've got each other's back, you know, and you have a feeling. But, you know, so I'd like to say to you, geez, Doug, you know, maybe I want to go this way instead of that way because I just got a feeling. And I think what happens, though, is we have to have a really confident relationship to be able to do that. And you have to know that I'm not trying to run your life because I've just got your back, you know, that if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'm not trying to control, infringe, you know, deny you your right to free will. It's just that we intuitively, we all have that. It's not just about being a reader, you know, and because I happen to be a reader, it's that we all get feelings, you know, and Doug, you get them too. You'll like, hey, Vicki, my spidey senses are tingling. How are you doing today? You know, and that's a good thing. So we can tune into each other. However, There is such a thing as, besides when you've got somebody's back and you just love them and you're looking out for folks and you got a good relationship, the rest is none of your business.
Amen. You know, sister.
It's none of our business. Just because we get a psychic feeling does not mean we're to act on it. We learn to channel our energy. We learn to focus better. So that we can, it's like I want to zero in and say, geez, is that a job I should apply for? Or what time should I go to Aunt Mary's for supper? You know, you get these feelings and you get a sense about things, and that helps us to direct life. But, geez, I don't think Aunt Mary should marry that guy, John. You know, I don't get a good feeling about that. None of your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's to be supportive of one another. And it's just know when to mind your business. So that is a really important point to make. Even if it's driving down the road and you get this weird feeling about a dead body's in the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, it's happened to me. Keep driving. Just keep going. I'm just not one to make public displays, Doug. That's all. And I don't...
Well, that gets people in trouble, or it can.
You know, boy, there was a case just a few weeks ago. A woman had some kind of dream vision. She was so certain that there was like 30-some bodies in somebody's backyard. Phoned the police. Of course, okay, lady. But they have to act. They go and they dig up this yard, find nothing. And look, maybe her vision was right and she had the wrong house. Yeah, she could have had the wrong city, for all I know. But here's the thing. She's now charged with mischief. So, yikes.
Well, you think about it. Somebody accuses a family of having a bunch of dead bodies buried in the backyard. I mean, it's not exactly good for the old reputation, even if it's not true.
Well, you know, I think that there... I do believe that at some point we have to just trust in the universe that things unfold. And, you know, if those bodies, I guess, are meant to be found, you know, I don't know. We could justify and rationalize all we want. It's just unless you have some verifiable, certain evidence and you really believe you're doing the right thing, that's really important. Are you doing the right thing by sharing the information? Then, hey, have at her. There's a lot of psychics. Look, it's on television, Doug. There's TV shows. There's dramas. There's, you know, everything from ghost hunters to whatever. And people making public spectacles of things. You know, they actually search for somebody's missing child and they do all this. Well, I tell you, folks, for all the good stories we hear, it can go terribly wrong. And the most famous recent story is good old Sylvia Brown. She made a horrible error on the Amanda Berry case. And just for those who are listening, Amanda Berry, she had gone missing for 10 years and was recently found with two other girls. She'd been captive for 10 years with some guy's house with Michelle Knight and another girl named Gina Jesus, if I pronounce that right. And lo and behold, you know, they're fine. It's not to minimize their ordeal. But shortly after Amanda went missing, her mother went on the Montel Williams show with Sylvia Brown, and Sylvia Brown said, "Your daughter's dead." Well, that poor mother went into a tailspin and died shortly after, and heart failure, riddled with health problems, went into shock. And a lot of friends say she just died of a broken heart. Now, is Sylvia directly responsible for this woman falling apart? I would probably say no, but she has a great responsibility to be ever so careful. But this is what a lot of psychics do. They get on a wonderful little money box and make claims to people that they're not considering the well-being of that family. They're not there in the aftermath. You know, they're not following through. So there is such caution here in dealing with people and making these claims. Because all the good times, one time you're wrong, you're screwed.
Well, it goes back to, you know, our first principle of belief, do no harm, do right. And you have to utilize those principles and balance a lot of things. And so everything we've talked about so far, you get these psychic flashes, you feel strongly about it. You've really got a big responsibility, you know, both ways here. Is it something that really needs to come out? We can believe in something and believe we're right, and we can be totally wrong. Remember, psychic ability is never 100%. There's some that are better than others. It's like any gift. There are some piano players that are better than other piano players. Okay, they'll get it right more often than the other ones. But nobody's 100%. So do no harm, do right. Make sure that whatever you're going to reveal does no one any harm and is the right thing to do. Now, we've got a caller on the line we'll get to in just a sec. Just want to reiterate, if you would like a reading and you're in the chat room, you can use that method. Put your first name and your birth date in the chat room, or you can call in. We have on the line Nathaniel. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
When's your birthday, Nathaniel?
May 1st, 1957.
I'm sorry, May 1st.
1957.
Okay. One second here. So you're a, numbers just helps me tune in. I love numbers for that. It's just a, you know, think of it as an electrical cord plugging in, and it just makes it so much easier. So when I look, sorry?
Never mind. I was just getting
okay. Okay, you're breaking up a bit, Nathaniel, but I'm going to go with this here. Your birth path of 1, you're in a 3-year at this point. You're really pulling it together this year. I'm going to say since 2011, there's a bit of what I would consider, a reevaluation about how what you want to do in your life, what you want to do in the world. I understand everybody goes through this, but it would have been a fairly significant year for you to reformulate your thinking about who and what you are, how you want to coexist with all of the outside world. This year, you're pulling it together. There's and as the year goes on, by the way, it's going to continue to get better. I'm not just saying that so you like me, Nathaniel. I'm saying that because I really see it. It's a I like August and September for you. I like the very beginning, that first week of October. I like that for you also. That it's, and I see your heart settling, Nathaniel. It's like something making peace and settling in your heart. Maybe that's there's a growing comfort in a relationship or understanding yourself better in matters of relationship. So it's not like I'm seeing this big pulsing red heart beating or stuff. It's like this calm, sweet heart, you know, that you're making peace with love, relationships, and the people in your life. So I hope that makes sense to you. Did you have a particular question that you had to ask, wanted to ask, Nathaniel?
Well, I don't know which career really to pursue right now, or both, you know, but I'm looking either for a construction job or a music job. I really love music, but it's so hard. I'm selling my drum set on eBay, and I've sold a lot of, you know, instruments just, you know, to get by.
Okay, I said this just a moment ago. Your relationship with the world is changing. This does not surprise me at all, what you're asking. You know, we all have to do what we have to do, Nathaniel, for the moment, but I'm telling you, I really feel that things are going to make a good turn for you this year. So stay optimistic if you can. If you can hang on to your drum set, that's a good thing, because you're going to need them. Now, there is no choice between music or construction. You can do it all. You know, you do what you can to get by, but don't give up your art. That is your creativity. And especially for you, look, the last couple of years in this little bit of a, you know, reconfiguring time, it's passing. It's coming together. So I really want to reinforce to you to have some faith and really touch base with us. Write a little email to MCHS, you know, in the next few months. So I want to hear that you're doing good. Does that help you?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, Nathaniel. Appreciate you calling. All right, so we have some names and dates in the chat room, a couple, three, and then we also have another caller or two. And if you are on the line waiting, just hang in there for a little bit, and we'll get to you as soon as we can.
I am doing Angie's numbers right now. And, you know, gee, Angie, you're realizing a lot of things this year about yourself. It can feel a little tough, actually, you know, because you're having to adjust your thinking. You're having to adjust your connection with the world or what you thought it was about. So, you know, you're a birth path of two. You're a great worker. You're a great doer. You like to get things done. You're in a 9 year, and that's a really high energy. It has an essence of perfectionism, too. So if you find yourself that things aren't quite going the way you want them to, it's only because it's teaching you there's a new way of doing things. So it's to open your mind, you know, self-study a little bit, do a bit of learning and grow from there. So be flexible. That's going to be a big key for you this year. Be flexible and open your mind. So I think it's, you're really going to find over the next 2 years they're going to be intense, busy. It's like you'll really need to make sure you get some rest because you're so busy doing stuff. And again, you have this high energy that you demand so much attention to detail while you're going that sometimes you can actually miss the detail. So slow down a little bit. you know, take your time, like pace yourself is what I want to say. You know, Angie, I want to say that I've seen a bit of an upside down heart in my mind's eye tuning into you. It's going to turn around for you. Okay, so that's a disappointment. Something just kind of turned on its edge, but it's going to improve. So I hope that helps you.
So, all right, let's also take Bob from the chat. We'll just do these in the order they're coming in. September 26th, 1961. He also has a question.
Do you want to say the question to me, Doug, so I don't have to read it?
Yep. Well, I thought you were psychic. Shouldn't you know the question?
I'm doing numbers.
I'm just kidding. Okay, Bob says he's forced into retirement in 2010 without pension, been waiting since for a lawsuit to restore it. He would like to know any idea when the suit will be settled. And it's September 26, 1961.
Jeez. You know, it's going to happen slowly. I'm optimistic. Here, let's just start with that. I'm optimistic that this is going to work for you. But, you know, Bob, this could actually take another 2 years. You're a birth path of 7, which, again, that penchant for detail, and the 7 has a lot of lessons that comes with it. It's very fundamental. It's how we live 7s. We just don't realize we live 7s. People call it that lucky number, but, you know, it's a bit of a misleading, I think. You're in a 5-year, which could be up and down. So I appreciate that you're feeling the stress, and obviously we know what the stress is about. But I want to say, until this energy lines up, these two, like your energy and the other energy kind of connects, it could still take, I want to go to February of 2015 before there's a finalization. So that's not to say you won't get, you know, some money prior to that, but I don't see this last signing of papers really until at least another year and a half. So what I say, meanwhile, just hang in there. Obviously, you know, there's other things you can do to fill in the time to the best of your ability. So just keep your mind busy, Bob. That's really important for you. Keep your mind busy.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Let's go to the phone lines. We have Lisa from 727 area code. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
When's your birthday, Lisa?
It's April 3rd,
71. 1971. All right.
Yes.
Hang on one second here. Boy, this will be a big change for you this year, Lisa. You're also a birth path of 7. We just read for Bob, who had a 7 birth path, but you're in a 4 cycle this year. Now, 4 likes to change. 4 likes, it likes to feel comfort. So you really are a bit of a homebody. You like to make sure that your home is in order. You like to know that you have the security. You like that this year. So it would make sense to me that you're trying to embrace yourself with things that make you feel good, make you feel solid, make you feel more grounded. But the rest of the world outside of you is all changing. So there's some adapting that you're going to need to do in this year. I like these 4 years, because they can really turn us on our head, you know, but I like that. I think it's exciting myself, and if you can take that excitement to as, geez, the world is opening up in a brand new way, then you're going to ride this out no problem. But if you're rigid and you got your feet in the ground just a little too much, you could feel the stress. So I say welcome the change. 4 is a wonderful time for radical big shifts and changes. Very often it can mean a move too. So you could be moving. Did you have a particular question, Lisa?
Oh my gosh, let me see. Yeah, what do you see coming up for my love life?
The infamous question. Well, yeah. Everybody wants to know about love, of course. I'm going to be straight up with you. Not likely this year. I see a ring on your finger in 2 years.
Okay.
And I expect a report. So I'm teasing
you. Oh, okay.
You. Just hang on. You know, make sure you wait for the right one, Lisa.
Yeah.
I can see a ring on your finger in 2 years from now. You'll be in a 6 year. Then you're ready in 2016. You are completely solid and ready. There's so much healing that you've been doing for the last 8-9 years, and it's not quite there yet. So be solid, be secure, know who you are, and wait for the right one. Don't be in a hurry. It's coming. It is, but you might not meet him till next year. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Lisa. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, let's go back to the chat room. We have Regina, January 8th, 79.
1-8-1979.
She also has a question if you want to know that.
Well, hang on. Let me just look at what we got here. Regina, you're in a 6 year. And actually, you know... Interesting, as soon as I tune into you, I see butterflies. Interesting, hey? I see butterflies and balloons. I see a celebration of some kind this year for you. It's been quite a transformation. I think that butterfly is truly about you coming out of your cocoon, changing into a butterfly. You are you're ready to fly. You're socializing more. Learning and growing, and gee, I really like this picture. It's such a nice little feel good. Celebration time. It's time. Like, I don't know. I feel like you made it, Regina. You made it. You got it. Like, you're still here. You're still okay. And there's great cause for get togethers. I see circles of friends coming up, so you're socializing more in that way. And I think reconnecting and reconnecting with some people that you haven't seen for a long time. Oh, we're there. Regina just wrote in the chat, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've been chained down for a long time. So this is really good news. You just lift my heart. Tuning into you, it's just my heart lifts. So I love that butterfly. You know what I think you should do, Regina? Just go to the store, and even the dollar store, and get a nice, cute little butterfly and put it on your fridge. You know, one of those little magnet things? And just remember, you are that butterfly, and you're coming out of that cocoon, and you're ready to fly. So have at her. I love that kind of a story, Doug. I do. It feels wonderful. The next 2 years is going to be much better for money for you. In the next 2 years, it wouldn't surprise me if you didn't have a new career, like a brand new career, Regina. So just
well, that's
one
related
step
to her question.
Oh, was it?
It is related to her question. Her question is, I'm applying for the jobs that involve creativity and colors. I have been thinking about going to makeup school lately. Once I complete the training, where do you see me going in this field?
Oh, I love that. You see, I didn't read that, Doug. I just, you know, I'm too busy with my head on the paper here, and I just caught that one note there. Absolutely. It's perfect for you. And go slow, take your time, and get the training that you want, and apply your unique view. Because you don't know who you are yet, Regina. There's just a butterfly flying here. So, you know, in these next few weeks and months, it's going to be very exciting. So I absolutely think that's a good fit for you. And where would you go in that field? You can go anywhere you like. Anywhere you like, from theater, television, to working in a cosmetic counter. You know, it's whatever you want to do that you feel good about.
All right. Thank you, Regina. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Diamond on the phone. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
My birthday is
January 4th, 1970.
January 4th, 1970.
Got it. I love that new song about diamonds. That's a great song.
Yeah,
that's a great one. All right, one second here, Diamond. Yeah, you're in a 9-year... you know, Diamond, have you noticed that things really never quite stay the same in your life?
Yeah, I get a lot of change going on.
You sure do.
Not always the change I like, either.
Yeah, you tend to have that... Well, here's the thing. In the next year, you're going to feel like you're a better director of your own life. All right? That I think, you know, if there is, and I tend to think there is, this kind of karma stuff, you've been having to kind of weed through some karma stuff. And by the time, like, you're 35, 40, that began to shift. And now you're done with it. So I feel relieved for you, actually. I feel relieved that, because you've just not been able to stay put or be settled or, you know, feel, like, stay in one place long enough to know who you are, really, because there's stuff going on. Well, that's going to begin to change. I see a new little house and a flower pot. So it says to me that you're going to be putting down some roots, and in this next year, it's a good time for starting, starting new things for yourself, and you got a better flow of energy. You're really going to feel so much better. You have when I tune in again, I'm not the numerologist, but I have a friend who does it. He would, I'm sure, look at your chart and say, oh, wow, you've just been so out of sync for getting what you want in this lifetime that it's going to change now. So now you get, he would say, you're going to be normal people.
Okay, so, is that starting like this summer or more like next year? When do things begin to change noticeably?
That it's already started. It's just not in your face. It's just not in your face yet, Diamond. The energy is already in the process. You're going to feel, as the year unfolds, you're going to start to say, you know what, I'm feeling better. I'm liking this. And so, you know, you come around to January, you're going to start to feel more empowered. Like it's like living life from the inside out instead of the outside in and being reactive. So, it's feeling a lot better for you. You know, I actually see that in the next, you know, this doesn't happen to me often, Diamond, but in the next 4 or 5 years, there's some nice little dollar signs there. So it could even be something in a self-employed manner, something that you take initiative with that you're doing on the side that could start to bring you those extra bits of money that, you know, you'll really be glad to have. So good for you.
Okay.
Thanks, Diamond. We appreciate you calling in and being part of it. You have a great night.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. So we've got about 10 minutes left in the program, and we have, it looks like, two more. We're going to go back to the chat room. Carla, September 2nd, 1973.
1973, Carla. Doug, is that Carla with a C or a K?
C.
See, there's always something to a name, you know? That we should do a show on that sometimes. It's fascinating. Yeah, names are really very reflective, and how they're spelled is also reflective. So, all right, Carla, I'm doing your... you are in an 8... You know, really good time for you to educate, Carla. It's an educational year. 8 is always an educational year. And you also are a birth path of 4 in a very different cycle than Diamond, who we just heard from earlier. So that 4 vibration into an 8 year, you know, when I just tune into you, you may have had a little bit of difficulty absorbing new information or learning new things recently, and I'm not quite sure why, but it's like, boy, I'm going to go way out on a limb here, Doug, and say it's like Carla's feeling like she's getting her brains back, like getting her memory back, her thoughts back, something, like starting to feel more herself. So there could have been health problems. There could have been any number of issues that, you know, Carla wasn't quite feeling herself. But I think that's lifting. I just see, like, eyes open and just starting to gobble up new information, learning more, and just a real good forward momentum. But I don't want to minimize that still being in this overlap of time, this overlap of energy. Now, as Carla gets into next year, there's going to be a lot of epiphanies, and it's kind of a five-year cycle that you're coming into, Carla, of being a powerhouse. So take the ride. Think of it as an escalator. You know, you don't need to get in the elevator and go to the top floor. Just think of the next 5 years as goal setting and riding an escalator, and every year you accomplish a little more, a little greater, and arriving to where you want to be in the next 5 years. And you will, too. There's no question. It's just this cycle that you're in of regaining your ground, and I feel really positive about that for you. So I hope that helps you, Carla. I hope that answers a question or two.
All right. So let's go back to the phone lines. Emma, you're on the line. Welcome to the program.
Yes, hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, Emma. When's your birthday?
It's June 10th, 1959.
June 10th, 9. I've won 1959.
Yes.
Hang on. Gee, that's another birth path of four. It's kind of interesting, isn't it, Doug? It comes in these cycles. I think that kind of pattern happened last time, too. All right, 1 second here, Emma. Wow, big year. This is a lineup of energy for you this year, Emma.
Really?
Wow. You know, Emma, you just had a birthday last
month.
Yes,
I did.
So you are still in that. There's some really interesting cycles that happen in a year from birthday to birthday. This is still a really good cycle for you to promote yourself. You want something, put the paper in, you know. Just make your presentations. You want to redo your resume. You want to, you know, make a presentation to somebody. This is the time to do it. And you're going to find that I see some dollar signs coming to you probably October, November. So that could very well be a promotion, an advancement in your work. That not only comes with a title, but it comes with a bit more money. So I think you're getting what you've been waiting for a long time. Because, you know, I just want to let my breath out and say, boy, this has been a long time coming. And so this is the year. I love that. I think it's exciting.
Okay.
So your birth path of four, you're in a four-year. When those energies line up, your relationship with the world is hugely different. You're seeing it different, and for you in particular, Emma, it you know, I'm going to say probably the best thing you've done in a long time is have an attitude. It's like getting an attitude. It's like, move over, here I come.
Here I come.
Yeah, and you need to do that. You need to step up your confidence. You know, self-certainty is on the inside, how we feel about ourselves. And we can feel really comfortable with who we are, but we don't always feel the confidence to be in the world. And that's what you're doing right now. It's like, screw them. Get out there, girl. Do your thing. So this is your time to shine. Don't hesitate to public relations. Promote yourself. That's what you need to do now. Does that answer your question?
It does. It really does.
Hello?
Another question I have is about love. Now, I've been in a five-year relationship. I need to know, is it progressing? Is it where I need to be? Is this my soulmate? I mean...
Yeah, only, you know what, Emma? I'm going to stop you right there because the only one who can answer those questions is you. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you've been dating a guy 5 years and you haven't taken the next step, press on.
Okay.
He's a dud. That's, that's
well,
and, but
well,
you know,
the relationship's not meant to be that way.
You know, here's the thing, though. It may be satisfying to both of you. Here, I really believe that people can invent their own relationships. If this relationship works for you under the terms and conditions that it is, that is your choice.
Mm-hmm.
What just because you asked the question means it's not satisfying for you.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, Emma, you know what? How about you just make yourself a deal? Make yourself a deal that you're going to give this relationship 6 more months, because at the end of 6 months, your business is going to be doing so good, you're going to be doing so good, that you just might want to wave to that guy in the rear view mirror.
Okay. Sounds good.
You know what
Sounds
I mean?
Really
cool. All right.
Yes,
have
good.
A good night.
All right, Emma, thanks.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. We've got 3 minutes and 24 seconds.
Wow.
And one last caller.
Okay.
Alfina, you're on the line. Welcome.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Alfina, is that how you say pronounce your name?
When's your birthday, Alfina?
December 8, 1987.
December 8, 1987?
Yes.
All right,
yeah.
1 second here. You know, you have just begun, young girl. You are, okay, what I want to say, the words I want to say is you're coming out of the gate next year. You still have a year to go. You still need to prepare yourself, develop, grow. Your numbers line up. Your energies really line up for really good things to happen for you in the world, but more next year. So keep doing what you're doing. Step up your game just a little bit. I know you. It seems that you're a little bit tired, Alfina, but hang in there and get it done. That's what I want to say to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I extended the time, Vicki. Take what time you need.
Okay. Does that kind of make sense? Like it, you know, it's like
I
do
actually
the
have
work.
Like love and relationship question or?
Go ahead.
What is it you want to know?
I'm wondering what you pick up on me and Ryan.
Hang on. Okay, specifically, do you want to know if you're going to breed his babies? Is that what you're asking, Alfina? Like, I mean, is this a guy you want to marry and have babies with?
Of course.
You can have whatever you want. Now, and the reason I'm being a little short with you is because I wonder if you really know who he is and he knows who you are. You know, because two people...
Yeah, we do.
Okay, well, then make sure you keep it together. Make sure that you know who each other is and that you can take, you know, you can go the distance. So... Then, you know what, Alfina?
Up and down.
You know what, Alfina? I'm going to tell you something. I've been around a long time. Anybody who asks me about their relationship is questioning their relationship. So you've been years up and down.
No, I asked you for insight. There's a difference. I'm not questioning it. I'm asking for insights. Like, what do you see? What do you pick up? Because we recently got back together. So that's the reason I'm asking.
Well, I wish you all the best. I think that that's great.
All right.
Have a good
night.
Thank
you so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is the problem, and too bad she's still not listening, but, you know, I wish I was young when I knew everything. Now I'm old and I don't know anything much, sort of, but not really. Anyway, you know what? If you're going to call in to this show, show respect, ask your questions, and be specific. The very fact that she's asking, I was going to offer my psychic input here, Vicki, which is really not psychic input, it's just experience. If you're asking about a relationship, that means just what you said, you're questioning it, and you gave her good advice. you know, do you really know each other? And she laughed. The answer to that question is no, they do not really know each other and they're not a good fit. She needs to move on. They both need to move on for their own sakes.
And of course, that's not something that people want to hear because they want to be optimistic and hopeful. And but it's in love with the idea of being in love or
no,
loving what we think we know.
And it's her entitlement attitude, you know, that
yep.
I don't respect in any way, shape, or form. You know what? We do this as a service. We do this to try to help people. And, you know, don't ever call in again, Althena. We won't take your call. All right, folks, I extended the show another 15 minutes, but we're not going to take another 15 minutes. I just wanted to give her her time out of respect for her, and it didn't work out
anyway. These are good
anyway.
Lessons. Well, you know, these are good lessons, and they're good experiences. I hope everybody who's called in or written in has benefited in some way, because that is the point, to give you a little insight. And what I hope that people also can observe, Doug, is that if I can do this, tuning in, you know, with people on Blog Talk Radio through the Skype machines and with a birthday plug in, imagine the mysteries of the universe that we have yet to, you know, even tap into. We are all interconnected. We are one planet. We're one people. We are all joined in some manner and means through energy. So, you know, I hope that people know that you can do what I do by tuning in. So I hope that, you know, tonight has helped you. You've given some insight, and we'll see you next month because we'll do it again.
Yeah, so if you're interested in reading, join us next month. As we close out the show tonight, I just wanted to thank everyone for joining us. Appreciate your time, whether it's a live program or the archive. Also, wanted to announce that for MCHS church members as well as IMHS students, we'll be having our first annual MCHS Metaphysics Conference next May 2014, and I'll be getting details up on MCHS Church website in the next few days. It should be a good time and an informative time, so be thinking about that. If you're an MCHS church member or an IMHS student, you can attend that. Anyway, we'll give more details. Thanks to John Hightower for screening calls tonight. Thanks to everybody for taking your time.
And thank you to you, Doug.
And thank Doug, too.
Have a good week, everybody.
Yes, until next time, just listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Live life. Have a great week. Good night.
Good night.